Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. Hosanna, the king is coming. He is sitting on the prophet's foretold donkey. The crowd waves the palm branches, for this king is great David's greater son, even the king of Israel. They proclaim Jesus their king, and they know not how right they are. Remember in Jesus' infancy, when the angel said to Mary, "The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." The wise men came from the east sometime later with the question that stirs up wicked King Herod and all Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." From prophets and angels and wise men, we know exactly who Jesus is. We need no Palm Sunday fanfare to know Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But even with this adoration of the crowd, Jesus' disciples do not understand what was happening. And eventually many in the crowd 5 days later, many of the same people would yell out, "We have no king but Caesar. Crucify him." So this king is unlike all others. Here he is, the king of the universe, all authority in heaven and on earth given to him, and he upholds all things with the power of his word. Nevertheless, not all will have him as their king, which is a story as old as the creation itself, when our first parents would attempt to crown themselves as lords when they listened to the serpent. Thus, the Palm Sunday king rides on to die in great humility on the donkey. The angels look on with sad and wondering eyes. They see an approaching sacrifice. So consider how Jesus exercises his authority as king. He has all divine authority because he is God, yet he exercises this divine authority in a way that is foreign to us, by humbling himself. St. Paul writes, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Jesus the King was in the form of God because he was God and is God. He was equal to the Father in glory and power, but what did he do? He humbled himself, took on the form of a servant, found in human form, born in time, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those under the law, by becoming obedient all the way to the point of death, death on a cross. The most humiliating and accursed form of execution possible. Do you remember the story in the Gospels when the mother of the sons of Zebedee, the disciples James and John, they came to Jesus and she knelt before Jesus and she said, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one at your right and one at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus told her that she didn't know what she was truly asking for this is only for his holy Father in heaven to give. Then Jesus tells his power and authority-starved disciples these words, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now we see with the eyes of faith born of the Word of God that Jesus is not the earthly king that sinful men still want. Where the unbridled human will desires to lord it over the neighbor to their advantage in this life. Where our sinful will in this corrupt world would be to see weakness and ignorance in putting others and their needs first, in seeking to be servant of all by being slave of all, in bearing up under another person's sins, in humbly forgiving those who do us wrong, in not demanding a pound of flesh or personal vindication. But listen to this king and to his mind. He comes not to be served, but to serve. To give his life as a ransom in place of his many subjects. He does not come to strike fear. He rides no war horse, accompanied by no soldiers on parade, relies on no weapons to force the people to submit to his will. He will tell Peter in the garden, "Put away your sword," for if he wanted, he could call down 12 legions of angels, but he doesn't force anything on anybody. Hosanna. Hosanna means save us. Save us now. This king comes and offers salvation by his own self-donation. So he is crowned not in a royal palace or a beautiful cathedral, but to save us, he is betrayed and arrested, falsely tried by a corrupt court, falsely accused by coerced witnesses, falsely imprisoned by a mocking cohort of soldiers who crown him with thorns and put a scarlet robe upon him and beat him on his thorn-crowned head with his false scepter. And they mock him, "Hail, King of the Jews." He is crucified and he is left to die alone, forsaken by his disciples and even by his Father. He hangs under the inscription, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." There on Calvary's cross, the King of all creation is enthroned on a blood-washed throne, with thieves hung at the places of honor to his right and to his left. Truly, James and John and their mother did not know what they were asking for. Nailed between two criminals, raised up for scorn and mockery, Jesus brings about his kingdom and reign by receiving the punishment that divine justice demands, not for himself, but for your sake. His own word says that the soul that sins must die, and that the wages of sin is death. But the king who knew no sin takes his place, takes your place, takes the place of all his sinful subjects, dies your death, pays your wages, suffers the punishment you deserved, and being forsaken by God, the Father in his suffering, pays it down to the last drop. In Christ's suffering, we see the exercise of God's power. Here it is that love triumphs over the demands of justice. In Christ's humble obedience, the king establishes his kingdom. Here he rules. Here he exercises all authority in heaven and on earth, not by forcing anybody to do anything, but by bearing your sin and your guilt, removing your death, rescuing you from punishment, placing you in the care of his church, where his authoritative word sets you free from your sins. God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives you his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace you believe his holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. The power and the authority of this kingdom and this king is exercised by preaching glad tidings to and proclaiming forgiveness upon undeserving sinners, that all their sins stand removed on his account. Disciples of this king now understand God's holy will, remembering as we do this week, unlike all other weeks in the church year, what has been written about our king and what has been done to him and by him for our sake. Now, to put others and their needs first, to seek to be the servant of all, to bear up under another's sins, to humbly forgive those who do us wrong, to not demand a pound of flesh or personal vindication, to have the mind of Christ. These are not signs of weakness. These are signs of Christ-like authority. These are the mind and heart of our King, who rules over us in humility and service and out of undeserved love for you and for me. From Palm Sunday to Calvary, to the divine service where he serves us his own body and blood, by which he has made full satisfaction for all our sins, he exercises the kind of authority to which we can willingly submit, and we must willingly submit. We do not cry out, "Woe is me," at the voice or the sight of this king who comes. No, 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 to this king we cry out every time he comes, "Hosanna, save us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.